Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. Today's topic is on the information that patients receive regarding their treatment options for localized disease and the potential outcomes that may occur. Van Stam and co-workers conducted a prospective questionnaire analysis of 426 men who were diagnosed in the Netherlands with localized disease and had been counseled about their treatment options but had not yet received treatment for their disease. What they found was in many ways disturbing. For example, 80% of the patients did not understand that survival after surgery, radiation, and active surveillance were similar, based on what we know today. 67% of the patients did not understand that the recurrence rates for surgery and radiation were similar. 65% had a misunderstanding of the fact that surgery results in a greater chance for urinary incontinence, and 61% did not understand that surgery was more likely to result in impotence. In terms of side effects from radiation, 53% of the men did not understand that bowel problems were more common after radiation compared to surgery. And lastly, 43% of the men did not understand the proper outcomes that or the need for additional treatment if they underwent active surveillance. So, at least for the men found in the Netherlands, there is a problem between what's the correct information and what patients understand to be the outcomes. Interestingly, a study that was done a few years ago found that among 8 European countries, the Netherlands had the highest health understanding or medical acuity compared to the other countries. How those men would compare in the United States, of course, is unknown. But I strongly doubt that if a study was done in the United States, we would find very different results here compared to there. The problem that has been discussed before is that the information that's provided to patients is very unequal. There's no standardized approach. Each doctor has the ability or the power to decide what information is provided and whether or not certain things are omitted from their counseling. So in terms of whether or not men are really getting informed consent, we could really question if that's the case. I think unless there is some way to standardize the information that patients receive, we will continue to have problems with how men are counseled. And so one could make a strong case that many men in the United States are not being truly given informed consent and are not really able to make a shared decision with their doctor because the information that's provided to them is either incomplete, incorrect, or omitted completely. Going forward, it would be very helpful if the medical organizations such as the AUA and the radiological societies could come together to find a way to standardize the information so that every man diagnosed with localized prostate cancer gets the same information presented in a way that they can understand truly the risks for recurrence, the likelihood of cure, and the chances for side effects. Of course, each doctor will have their own set of results, but again, most doctors have no idea what their results are. So when patients are given information from a particular doctor, there's no way to know whether the information is accurate. Maybe one day, there'll be a standardized way where information is collected on every doctor and report cards become available so patients can look up the outcomes that each doctor has when they decide who should treat them. I think this is a serious problem needing attention, and given the magnitude of the number of men who are diagnosed with the disease and faced with the decision, something needs to be done. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.